Hello, Richard Mortimer here again for the Hot Button Business Blueprint. And this is session 4, and we now come to step 2 in building our business. And obviously, we've looked at creating our free offer, and we're going to be at some point sending traffic to that free offer. We'll cover that in a later session. But what I want to cover today is what happens next. Somebody opts in to your membership site and they get the content. They download your free report, they download your audios, they listen to them, whatever it might be, however you've arranged your free offer, they've got that. So what happens next? Well, this is really, really important because you want to maximize those subscribers. You don't want to let them go cold. Okay, now, obviously, you probably want some upsells or OTOs. I distinguish between an upsell is a page that people can visit again. Like if they copy the URL and paste it in again, they get back to the offer. So that's an upsell, it's not an OTO. An OTO is where it's one-time offer, you only see it once, and you control it by a bit of software so that when people go back to it, it's gone. Or they come to it, it's a higher price. You know, they just get offered the lower price once. And there's various bits of software that can do that, including a script that I have. Okay, so what we're looking at doing here then is once you've got past your one-time offers and upsells, so that's on the front end effectively. People opt in, they see those upsells on or OTO straight away. Some of them buy, some of them don't. So those that do, you know, are buyers. What about those that don't? Okay, well, we've got to try and, you know, get these people really switched on to us. And we do that by emailing them. Okay, now, some people are panicking at the moment about the Gmail update because a lot of people use Gmail, and of course it's now categorizing people's inbox into, you know, the standard one, the social media, and then promotions. Now, what's very annoying is that Google seems to be just putting it's not 100% consistent, to be honest, all the emails that are coming with from AWeber or whatever, seems to go into the promotions folder, because obviously that's what normally AWeber and the other autoresponders are used for. But that isn't necessarily the case. And what you can do is you can actually teach your people what to do. So you teach them, you could just buy a video on the page if you've got Gmail, this is what to do, or you could do it with screen grabs. That's an easier way of doing it. Just do it on the download page, or you could even put a link, like with big letters. If you're a Gmail user, please click this link, and then they go, and then you basically teach them and educate them how to get your emails into their main folder. And that's what you do is they click the star, they star them in Gmail, and they also put the there's a little, like a kind of box with an arrow. It's like a square with a point, and that's for people. You mark people who you want to receive those emails. You know, they're like the prime emails. And what happened is it appears straight in the main part of the inbox straight away. But bear in mind, even if you don't do that, you don't want to go to that link, it doesn't really matter, because people will see the little green promotions button saying you've got 100 plus promotions, and they'll go and open that just to, you know, maybe even delete them or tick them and archive them, just like they normally would. So they are going to open it at some point, so you don't need to worry about it too much. Okay, I don't think it's made a great deal of difference, even though people are panicking, but I'll just give you a little tip there how to do it. But what we're thinking about here, and what we're concentrating on, what the purpose of this session is how to get your subscribers really, really switched on to you. And we do this two ways, basically. The first thing we do is we have what's called a credibility campaign. So the first emails are purely to build credibility with your subscribers. Basically, we want to do three things. We want to build credibility, we want to get feedback, and we want to monetize. We want to build credibility. In other words, we want people to see us as an expert who can help them. Somebody they will go to, somebody that they can rely upon, somebody who will give them good information, somebody who knows their pain, their trouble, and their struggles, and is able to get them through. Okay, that's credibility. They see you as further ahead than they are. They don't have to see you as a guru. They just have to see you a further ahead than they are. That's a bit of a hint there for people getting going and getting started. It doesn't take much just to get a step ahead of most of the people that are coming onto your list. Therefore, straight away, you have created some credibility there. You also want to get feedback from people on what their trials and struggles are. Now, of course, there's a bit of a catch-22 here, because until you've got the credibility, they're not likely to answer so much. I mean, some people will, but it's actually quite hard to get people right at the beginning to do this. But as you practice it, and as you get more known, and as you create more content, and you creating products, and you're following this model, you'll find that this feedback will start to become better and better and better, and you'll be able to create products better and better and better, and they'll meet the needs of your subscribers better and better, and you'll sell more. Okay, so it just, you know, you've got to just plunge in and get going. You've got to dive in the shallow end and then swim to the deep end, basically. The faster you swim to the deep end, the more money you're going to make, basically. Okay? And you've got to monetize. So at some point, you've got to get people to buy. Now, of course, there's two things happening here. The first thing is, as they open your emails, people will go cold. The open rate goes down. Your best emails need to be at the front. The ones with the greatest open rates need to be at the front. Okay? And obviously, you get to know that after a while, when you see the traffic and you see the opens, and you can switch them all around and delete ones that are no good and that kind of thing, write new ones or rewrite something another way, put a new headline in, blah, 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 test and track, test and track, test and track, as we always do, exactly like you should do with a free offer, test and track, so you should with your emails. Okay. But obviously, the longer you leave it to monetize, the less chance you have of people actually doing that. So the other side of it is, so you want to not leave it too long, because people go cold, people forget you, people start opening other people's emails, people, you know, perhaps read something that they're not very impressed with, or you lose credibility through something. Don't let that frighten you, put you off writing emails, you know, just that's just the way things are. People sometimes react strangely and you can't do anything about that. You know, you're not in control of them. Just take responsibility, get on with it. Delete the email, whatever it might be. Just, you know, get them out there. Okay, so you want to monetize as fast as you can, but it takes time for people to get to know you. So there's a bit of a balance here of how you monetize, and it's going to depend on your niche, it's going to depend on you, depend on your products, lots and lots of factors. So I can't give you a blueprint, but just work on it this way. Okay, just think of those three things: credibility, feedback, monetize, and write emails according to those different categories. Okay, I mean, you can have a credibility email that does monetize, because you could say have a really rip-roaring article. It could be an article actually in the email. It could be a link to an article somewhere on your blog, whatever it might be. It could be a YouTube video you've made that you posted on your blog, you know, or whatever, how you like to create content. You create a link, maybe a download to PDF or whatever it is, doesn't matter. But basically, the email is great info. But also, you could perhaps put a link in there and say, well, if you want to know more about this, here's a product that I find I've used myself. Maybe that's obviously a good thing to do if you've actually used something to recommend it, and so on. And then you ask questions of people. Say, I see you downloaded so-and-so. How are you getting on with it? What other things are you struggling with, apart from, you know, Google Plus or whatever it is? Okay? Ask some questions. Say, what's your biggest challenge in building your business or doing whatever they're doing in that niche, your niche? Okay? And then monetizing, obviously, would be to start with affiliate offers. I know I've rather panned affiliate offers, but that's the quickest way to get going and actually get some emails in there that will monetize. You put the affiliate offers in and mix them up a bit, you know, have a high ticket, a low ticket, and so on. And, you know, don't sort of ramp it up or ramp down. Just mix them up a bit. And it's better to do it that way, really, I've found. And then obviously what you do is you create your own products. They go in front of the affiliate offers. So you push the affiliate offers down the funnel. Okay, so at the beginning, people are going to start getting affiliate offers, perhaps on day 3, you know, day 10, day 15, day 21, whatever it is, you know, what's a good interval for your market and your way of marketing. Okay. But then you create products. So the products go in those places, day 3, you know, day 10, day 15, day 21. And then the affiliate offers go further down, you know, day 25, day 31, whatever it is, and so on. And they get pushed down further and further and further down. Okay. And one great thing to do is just to do cross promotions with other marketers. So you find somebody in your niche who's also got products that are complementary to yours, not exactly the same, probably complementary. And what you might do is you might do a broadcast to your list promoting it. But then what you do is you agree with a person. So you do a cross promote to somebody that lists the same size. You promote theirs, they promote yours. And you also put it in the back of your funnel and just agree with the person what day it's going to appear in the funnel. So you say, okay, have you got day 33? Yeah, I've got day 33. Okay, let's put the promotion in for day 30. So you put the other marketer's thing in for day 30 and yours goes in on their list. And that's a way of getting traffic, okay, and also making affiliate sales. Okay, you're getting traffic from them. You're making affiliate sales by promoting their offer. Okay, so build that up. If you want to get some content quickly, what you can do is you can go to an article directory, probably eZine Articles is the best place to go. And as long as you keep the author's bio intact, so right at the end of an article, you have links for that person. So you can you get that marketer's product or sign up to their blog or whatever it might be. If you keep that bio intact, you can legitimately take that article and put it in your autoresponder or put it on your blog, whatever it might be. And there you have content. Just use that to start before you get going. And that also help you see what kind of thing people are reading and want. So build up a credibility campaign. Give them content that builds credibility. Give them asking questions to get feedback. Monetize by giving them links and recommendations of products to go to and buy, and preferably your own. But obviously, at the beginning, you can't use all your own. And then what you do is you basically have most of your emails will from then on be of an article nature, and the content that you're giving to your subscribers, telling them things, giving them information, however that might be done, whatever your favorite way of content creation is and sending people to that, and then your sales pages, and you build up basically you in your autoresponder. You can do it, or you can do it by broadcast, and you say in a few days I'm launching such and such a product based on the feedback I've been getting from you, and it's going to basically cover this and this, and it's really going to help people in this with this problem. And then you say, okay, I've got a, you know, pre-launch, give a bit of a snippet of the product so they get sort of warmed up to it. And then you say, okay, now's the day for the launch, and they get the sales page. And then you might go on and say, okay, here's some frequently answered questions about it. And you put that in an email and you say, right, I'm going to close this offer out in the following days. And so basically you take that down from the URL you've had it on, so they can't get it anymore. Obviously, you could do that with a broadcast. You can't do that with if they're in your autoresponder. But basically, you're looking to, you know, build up content in your autoresponder that will, you know, don't just leave them. That's what people do. You see, that's the big mistake. That's what people used to do. What used to happen, it seems to me, before my time, was that when you had an email list, you could just email them anytime you want and people would remember who you were. So most people didn't email that often. Today you can't do that. You have to really be quite aggressive with your email campaign, and therefore you get a lot of unsubscribes. Don't worry about that, because if somebody's unsubscribing, it means they don't want what you're offering. So they're best off. You know, it's just a number. Forget it. Don't beat yourself up over it. If you get a lot of unsubscribes, well, look into it maybe, but you know, everybody gets unsubscribes, even the top marketers, because people just are jaded with receiving emails. And sometimes, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. They might like you, they might bought your stuff, and they just got fed up, and you know, maybe their wife's nagging them. It could be all kinds of reasons why somebody unsubscribes. Just don't worry about it. It's not your issue, it's theirs. Okay? The thing to do is to send a lot of traffic on the front end when you're not worried about unsubscribes, because you're getting fresh new people. And you know, it's the people who don't unsubscribe, it's the people who open your emails and take action. They're the ones that you want on your list. Okay? And that means you've got to create traffic, you've got to give people these what they want. Okay, so that's a little bit about emails. You know, emails is so, so important. People totally underestimate the importance of the email campaign and the autoresponder sequence and the broadcast emails. They are so, so important. That is your marketing. That is your tool. That is free traffic. You know, it's really, really, really important to work on your emails. Don't overlook it. It's such an important part of your funnel. You know, no emails, no funnel, basically. That's what it comes down to. So become a good email marketer. Okay, and I've given you some resources there in the PDF to get some more information on this. Okay, and really go up to speed on your email marketing. Thanks for listening, and look forward to joining you on session 5. Bye for now.